Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome back to Coaching Conversations. This is your host and life coach, Sean Schakowsky, and I am joined with co-host Money Visco and a very special guest today. We have Linda, Booker. I just asked the correct pronunciation. How are you guys? Are you here and connected?
Yeah.
I'm here.
Very good. Welcome to the show, Linda. It's so nice to have you.
Thank you. Thanks. I'm excited to be here today.
Awesome. So before we get rolling, I'm going to give you our lines and tell you how to reach us, and then I'll give you our forum for today. So if you want to find out more about Money, myself, and even Linda, she's on our website, you can visit us at wnylifecoaching.com. And following the conversation, if you'd like to reach out, that's the best way, or you can reach us directly at 716-560-6552. And today we invited a special guest, Linda, to come in and share some of her expertise. Linda, would you like to give us a little background about yourself?
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, let's see, background. After about 30 years in the corporate world, I decided to put some trust in myself and follow what I was really passionate about, and that's helping other people become clear and confident so they can go big in their lives. And so I went back to school, became a coach, then I went back again, became a master certified life coach, and now I own my own practice, and life is fabulous. So that's a quick background.
Linda, I saw your article posted on Facebook, and anyone who is in the Facebook world, I encourage you to like Linda's page and ours. But I saw the article that you wrote about success and new perspective, and I thought, wow, what a wonderful topic for our listeners today. And I loved how you, we'll get into it. We're going to dive into it with Money. But kind of your perspective and how you help people really redefine success in a personal way. So that is hopefully what we're going to chat about. Before we get rolling, is there any announcements anyone would like to make? I know, Linda, you are right now launching a new program, correct?
Yeah, actually, I have a group mentorship that I have for new and emerging coaches that I adore teaching. It's 6 weeks to help them get clear on who their ideal clients are and clear specifically on what they're here to help them with and why they are the perfect coach for them. And so that's a newer group program that I've been doing. And I'm really soon going to be launching some personal VIP days for people who are, like, not patient enough to, you know, go through a three-month program, like, come on, let's go, let's do it today. So I'm going to be, you know, launching a few of those maybe in the near future. And then, of course, I always have my clarity sessions, which I adore, and I don't know if you want to talk about those at the end or now. That's up to you.
Yep, definitely. We'll roll into it, but we'll let our listeners know more about that for sure. Money, do you have any announcements also? I know Money and I have a class coming up in the next month. Would you like to share that, Money?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just, open coaching for relationships, which we're doing the first Wednesday of the month starting next month. And going on into the next few months, and that would be at your office, Sean, Western New York Life Coaching in Williamsville, from 10 to 11.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
So, please join. So for people who are any sort of relationship issues, or they just want to talk about whatever that's up in their life at this time, please come and join us.
Awesome. And then the last I'd like to tag on is next week on February 24th, there will be an essential oil class at the Western New York Life Coaching Center. So if you're interested in any of these programs, I encourage you to go on our website at wnylifecoaching.com. Okay, ladies, so let's talk about success. Linda, can you share your article? I was really drawn to it. I know you give a little bit of a personal background of how you were talking about your definition of success, how you, I believe in the article you said, is exhausted is how you describe most of your adult life. So could you start from there? Tell us a little bit, and then we'll have a conversation around your perspective.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think generally by the time we get to the middle of our lives, we recognize that we've been spending a lot of energy trying to be who we think we're supposed to be. And so what I found personally is that, you know, the way to move forward and be the creator of a life that I really love is to be who I am. And that was a journey that I needed to go on. It was definitely a self-discovery journey. I didn't want to go on a long, drawn-out journey, but that is what it takes. So I went on this journey, and one of the realizations I had is that I had been chasing someone else's definition of success. And it was one of those major aha moments in my life that really led me to learn more about myself. So I wanted to question, like, wait a minute, this thing I've been chasing, you know, like I said, I was in the corporate world for 30 years, and I had been measuring my success by my promotions and by my salary and by how well respected I was in the business world. And I was further measuring my success as I was looking to buy a newer, bigger house. You know, there were things that weren't just that I wanted, but that they also were being tied to success for me. And I looked around one day and I said, wait a minute, this is not my definition of success, because, you know, I'm not sure I want all those things. You know, I realized I didn't really want to keep climbing up the corporate ladder. As a matter of fact, I didn't want to even work in corporate America anymore. And I didn't want to join country clubs. And I didn't, you know, like, these are things that I had just taken for granted that that's what success looks like. So when I had that realization, that was the beginning of me saying, all right, what does success look like for me, and what components do I need to look at? Like, what does success mean, you know, in general? So that's how I started.
That's beautiful. Yeah, I mean,
so
I'm in coaching practice. Go ahead, Moni.
Go ahead, Sean.
No, please, go ahead.
I was just going to ask her, where do you think that definition of success came from for you? Where did you...
Oh, that's where I was going to, Moni.
yeah,
I was thinking the same thing. Yeah. Because I think a lot of our clients, I see this with a lot of our clients, but yeah, maybe we can start there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I think for most people, our definition of success is a legacy definition that was given to us, and we never questioned. And here's where we got it from. First, you get it from as you're growing up. You look at your parents, and either you decide to aspire what they don't have or to aspire what they do have, you know, depending on your situation. And so that's like, you know, the first thing. Then you get into be like high school, and you start looking at your friends and what their parents have and don't have, and you start saying, oh, I'm going to live in a house like this, or I'm going to do that other thing. And then you get into college, and you've got, you know, professors and your peers in college kind of, you know, opening your vision of what could be out there, you know, what you could be doing as a career. And of course, we put certain stigmas on certain careers, like, oh, this one is a success and that one isn't. And then we've got the media chiming in with car commercials, and then we've got, you know, the friends going, oh, I just bought a new house in this neighborhood. So I think it's a whole bunch of stuff that we kind of like take on without ever questioning, wait a minute, do I even want that stuff? Who am I? What does it look like for me?
Right.
So I definitely think it's just a legacy. I don't think we need to blame anybody. But just one of the things I always have my clients do, and these are clients, whether they're looking to find out what's next for them, or when I'm working with the coaches, like in the group mentorship program or privately, we always have to look at who am I? That's like one of the main first things. So what I tell them when we talk about success is I say, okay, this definition, you can take a look at it, but what if we just put it to the side for now? Okay, we don't have to like fix it. Let's put it to the side and rebuild it, you know, rebuild your definition of success from the ground up. Let's redefine it for you. And then if something is a parallel to your old legacy definition, it is, and if it isn't, it isn't. But we don't need to do too much inspecting on this old definition anymore. Let's just start from the ground up.
Beautiful. You know how I from my coaching perspective, which you brought up, and I'll put it in my lingo too, but it sounds as if like success, a lot of it is defined, or what we think should be defined by outside of ourselves. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
our belief systems that maybe, you know, we see people, the car, the right job, but and I love how you're saying we should redefine this new perspective to really to be based by who we are. Is that correct? Is that where we're going with that?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And you know what this requires is In order to stop looking outside ourselves, we've got to stop tying success to our self-worth. That's the most important component. Before you can redefine success for who you are, you've got to stop tying it. So what we tend to do is we tend to highly correlate success with money and things and highly correlate self-worth with success. And I would just love to walk around with a cleaver and just sever those ties all over for everybody that I know and everybody that I don't know. Just like, just stop it. Let's cleave those ties. Because one has nothing to do with another. And I can talk a little bit in a few minutes about the money piece. But when it comes to the self-worth piece, that's huge. We tend to make a sentence like this. I am worthy because I am successful. I'm worthy because I have a good job. I'm worthy because I am a good wife. I'm worthy because, you know, whatever. But, you know, worthiness is not something that needs to be proven, purchased, traded for, earned. It has nothing to do with any of that. Worthiness just is. I like to talk to my clients about whether, like, if they look at a newborn baby, and that baby doesn't contribute a whole lot. Matter of fact, they make a lot of noise. They make a little bit of stink. They can't even smile when they're new. So they really don't contribute. But, gosh, aren't they worthy? So worthy of love and attention and affection? And everybody says yes. And then, you know, when I look at children, say maybe a five-year-old, and then that five-year-old, he runs in the street, and his parent yanks him back by the arm and yells at him, right? And the kid's crying and scared because the parent's scared and whatever. But that kid, isn't he still worthy of love and attention and affection, even when he does things that scare his parents? Yeah. And he's still not earning it, right?
Right. You know, it came to me when you were talking about this, because I never put two and two together, but, you say this child, it's like, you know, genuine, pure, it's who they are. And then I think, and this could be where success sometimes gets built up in us, where it can not serve us, is that I think it could be correlated to expectations, too. I always say, you know, when we start having expectations, that's where, like you said, running the street, and the value of people placing on expectations versus, you know, versus just being who you are, or, you know, not being the best, but being, you know, your best. I don't know if that is, we'll see where this, maybe we can piece it together, but yeah, I think what you're saying is like, it's twofold. It's defining, understanding the word success, and then defining who you are. Correct? I mean, and what your version of success is. I think sometimes it gets a little tricky when we start doing the, you know, wanting the houses and the cars. It's like this expectation of what success should be. I don't know. Money, do you have any thoughts on that, too? Because I know money's really good at going both sides, grounding my
concept. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the question that's coming up then is, so how do you do it? Like, what is success, really? Is it just a personal feeling of fulfillment, generally?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Is it a feeling of I'm enough?
Right.
You know, is it that simple?
Yes. I want to say yes to those.
Okay. And I know
so
that leads into your article,
all,
too.
Yeah, exactly. So first of all, okay, you are at the center of your success. And one of the things I've been saying for years is when you wrap what you're doing and why you're doing it and how you're doing it around who you are, then success goes from just being a concept to actually being a reality. You'll get there so much faster. And this definitely entails that you don't use success in any form, whether you've redefined it or not, as a measuring stick for self-worth. You got to just, like I said, completely separate that. So then how do you redefine success? Well, I believe that, I look at it like, the play, the main players, right, in a play, right? And there are three main players that we got to look closely at when we're redefining success for who we are. The first is freedom. The second one is fulfillment, like money just said. And the third one is life balance. And you notice I didn't talk about the money yet because I want to leave that for the end because that is a supporting role and not a main character. But I'll say more about that in a few minutes. So the first thing that I always have my clients do is to inspect freedom. I mean, if you think about things like, you know, everyone wants to win the lottery. Why? Well, it's not about the money. It's about the freedom. We just want to be free.
Right.
Creativity.
Travel the
world, wake up when we want, buy what we want when we feel like it, eat where we want, you know, have someone care for our lawn, whatever it is. You know, we just want the freedom. So that's the first thing to look at, is to take a closer look at the type of freedom that's important to you. So I always have people, like, list these freedoms. And then I ask the real all-important question, which you guys know as a coach is such a great question. It's called, why? Why do you want this type of freedom? And then what would you do with it? You know? And that, when you take that little exploration, which really doesn't take too many minutes, you can really redefine success in a short period of time. If you just take a look at that, you get to know yourself a little bit better. And you get to know what kind of freedom is important to you. And then the second piece is life balance. The second main player is life balance. And, you know, there's a lot of people who you might look, they might look successful on paper, or maybe you in your own life, you might look on paper, it seems all great, but oh my God, I'm exhausted. Nothing's balanced, right? But what happens when your life is unbalanced is you're always in a state of shifting and longing. Shift this and then long for that, and shift that around and long for that, because there's always something getting shorted. So when you personalize success for who you are, you look at your life balance. Ideally, and this is outside of roles and responsibilities and social expectations, this is just ideally, in your ideal, you know, life, not in a specific day, because we know days have to be like, some days are a little heavier on one side or a little lighter on another, but overall, how would you like your life to be balanced between career, relationships, and yourself? Those are the three areas I look at. And yes, I understand there's definitely overlap. But I kind of look at those areas to start. And when I look at relationships piece, I will ask, I'll ask someone, like, what would be the overall pie chart? Draw a pie chart. How would you ideally like your life balance between those three areas? And then let's look at each area and further divide that area. So in relationships, how much do you want to, how much of your capacity and your energy do you want to allot, ideally, to your significant other, to your children, to your family, to your friendships, right? And and we do the same thing with yourself, right? That self piece. What would you love to do with that part? You know, you say you want 40% of your capacity devoted to yourself in your ideal life balance. Well, what would you do with it? Again, these are questions that help you get to know yourself. You know, oh, I would maybe read for knowledge some of the time. I would take walks. I would meditate, you know, whatever it is. And then that other piece about career, you know, say I want to put 30% of my capacity ideally allotted to my career. Well, how much of that would be working, like, in your business, and how much be working on your business? Because there's a little difference. You know, we know when we're at work, sometimes we're like trying to make things better for our job, and other times we're working in our job, and that's a little bit of a different feel, right? So
right.
I have people take a lot closer look at that. And then the third main player is fulfillment. That's what Money was saying before. Now, the thing about fulfillment, when you put that in your definition of success, it gives meaning to what you're doing, okay? So, and fulfillment is, yeah, it's kind of wishy-washy. It's got your personal values in there. It's got feeling that you're working toward your purpose or on your purpose. It's got the sense of satisfaction. It's completely feelings-based. So because it's feeling-based, when I have my clients, you know, think about fulfillment, right, and how that would play into their definition of success, I ask them to visit it with their five senses as a starting point. So they're like, what does fulfillment look like? What does it sound like? What does it taste like? What does it feel like? What does it smell like? What else brings you those sensations? Again, it's a little exploration of getting to know yourself, getting to know what fulfillment feels like for you, and looking at what other things in your life are fulfilling. What gives you those senses of fulfillment? Because you want to build those into your definition of success. So
which
those
I think
are the main players.
Yeah, I want to go back to the fulfillment, because I've just, even from some of my clients, I've known that they were saying, that people were saying, oh, you're so successful, I see you so successful, but they were not fulfilled. So
right.
It's really, what I find interesting is that, and you brought it up, is when we talk about fulfillment or talk about success, I think you're right on when it's almost like, what would it feel like? What it's feeling based, because you could put on paper success, but if you're not aligned and don't feel that vibration of success, is it really success? And that's, I think that I love the conversation, having to define your person. I usually, when I talk about success, I always talk about being your best or be the best. You know, I'm always like, you want to, that's my language. So I love how we're using success, but what does success mean to you? I know I always use my husband too, because, you know, his idea of success, it has always been fulfilling as a father. You know, he really values his career, but I love how it the components do draw in together. It is important. And I think a lot of people have a tendency to go rational, you know, go up in their head and try to do the expectations and what does it look like on paper. And I really, in your article, I love how you try to tap your clients into that feeling base of defining, because it is, success really is defined by you, your accomplishments, what you value. But I guess I don't know if we see this a lot of times in midlife crisis too, where people don't listen to their own definition of success. So I think from there, I guess that's where I wanted to point out that definitely by tapping into this, can you tell me a little bit more about the feeling base? So you do feel that the three elements have to be in line, or where do you think some, when people are not feeling successful, is there, do you usually center in on those three points, or is it kind of a collaborative of the three areas?
I have them look at all three of those areas in depth.
Yep.
And because then what happens is I will then ask them how you already have each of these things, because usually people don't feel successful when they're still in that chase mode, regardless of what they're chasing. And you mentioned the word accomplishments, and I would not measure success by accomplishments. It's the fulfillment we get from our accomplishments. That's what we're really after. So I just wanted to kind of clarify that. But I do have them look at absolutely every single, all of these things, and they realize, if they stop and they look at this, they realize, oh, my gosh, in these areas, I already have all the freedom I want. In these areas, I already have all the fulfillment I want. You know, usually life balance is way out of whack for most people, so I give them homework to get their life back in balance. This week, right now, how can you, without quitting your job, you know, how can you get your life back in balance? Because usually the thing that's shorted is themselves. It is something, you know, that I have them do all of these things. And then the measurement of success is really just about assessing the feelings. Do you feel the sense of freedom that you're after? Do you have these freedoms that you want? Do you feel balanced? Do you feel fulfilled? And when I have them redo this, everybody recognizes, oh, my God, I've been chasing the wrong things. This is what's important to me. So redefining success for who you are is in itself a way to learn more about who you are, which is so cool.
Right.
And then, of course, they always ask me, what about the money?
So I want to come back to the money, because that's a tricky one. Yep. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So I mentioned that, you know, if the main players are freedom, life balance, and fulfillment, then money is just a supporting role. So this is the thing with money. It's there to support your personal definition of success. How much money do you need to have the freedom that you want to have? If your idea of freedom is freedom to travel the world, then you might need a little bit more money than someone who just wants freedom to sleep in every day and not ever travel the world. Back in life balance wise, right? In order to have that ideal life balance, maybe your ideal life balance includes you doing 6 retreats a year. Well, that's going to take some funding. So, again, the money is just there to support the life balance. And same thing with the fulfillment. If feeling fulfilled means you're doing a lot of volunteer work that's not paying, well, you know, you still got to pay your bills, right? So how can you support that fulfillment, you know, by bringing some money in? So this is the thing about money, though. There's a really important caveat. When you are determining how much money and the things that you want, right? Because it's not only about money. We want to have things. Like, I feel very fulfilled in a beautifully decorated room, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, some people may feel fulfilled in an IKEA decorated room. Other people might need, you know, an Ethan Allen decorated room. It's just, you know, it's all your own personal thing, right? But it is a sense of fulfillment, my environment, right? So there's money for that I might need, and the things that I purchase with it that make me smile and feel good when they're around me. So this is a caveat when you're looking at the money piece. Money and the things that you purchase with it can never be used as a measuring stick. So this means you cannot use money or these things in any way to measure your self-worth. It's not a measure of your achievement. It's not a measure of how you stack up against other people. And the money is not a measurement of your success. Remember I said I want to cleave that definition between money and success, that whole mm-hmm. thing that's in there? So I ask it this way. If money can't be used as a measuring stick by you or anybody else, right, if nobody cared what you owned, nobody was looking, nobody cared, right, then how much money would you need to support that freedom and that life balance and that fulfillment, right? What would you buy? Where would you live? What would you drive? Where would you vacation? You know, what charities would you support? Where would you give your money? You just kind of back into it with that caveat that when you take away, you know, that you can't use it as a measuring stick, okay? And here's the thing. When you take away the measuring stick, what most people realize is they need a lot less money than they were targeting in their old definition of success. So,
yeah.
For instance, when I quit my job in the corporate world, the six-figure salary, my target initially as a coach was to be able to replace my income and make the exact same income. It became a target. That will make me a successful coach. Now, of course, it's totally, like, that's irrelevant to me. What makes me feel successful in my life is that I sleep in every day. I start coaching at 10. I'm done by 3. I spend 6 hours, you know, in my role as a mom. I might go back in my business and do some things after that. I have a date night set in stone. I go get my nails done. Like, I've got this balance that I want. I've got all the freedom that I want right now. It's fantastic, and I feel really fulfilled. And so then I look at how much money do I really need to keep this up that I have. And it's
exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Now, does that mean I'm not going to make more? No, that doesn't mean that at all. It's just the requirements I have. Anything above that is like fluff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, I want to add to that because I do think a lot of people do sometimes tie their idea of success and self-worth to money. What I love is that, you know, as the measuring stick, if you can remove that belief, you know, that success is measured by money. I always say money's a tricky energy, but it is an energy. And I always, when I coach people, I'm like, think of it as it's a means to exchange, you know,
yeah.
or I always say it's like the ball in the game. You know, it's not the game. It's
mm-hmm.
like the tool that's
mm-hmm.
within the game. But, yeah,
right.
I think that's great. If we can bring an awareness of that to, hey, you know, don't use money as a measuring stick or your belief system of what your value. Start the opposite
right.
way. You know, what is your value? How can I maneuver? What kind of, you know, money or ball do I need to, you know, either in my, you know, game of life that I'll need? It's beautiful. I appreciate you. We're running out of time, believe it or not, but we'll have to have you on
oh
again.
Oh, my gosh.
But before we close the show here, I definitely would like to give you the opportunity to have our listeners know how to contact you and maybe tell them just a tad bit more about Clarity Sessions.
I would love that. Well, first I'd like to be clear on who I work with. I do have two sides to my business, so I am a mentor to new coaches, but I'm not going to focus on that right now. The other side of my business is I love to work with the kind of people who are like, if I just knew what to do, I would so do that because I am a mover and a shaker and I'm not sitting still and I got things to do and I want to be like happy and I'm ready to take charge of my own life. So for the people who are really ready to look within and they are just like, you know, if I just had direction, I would so do it. Like those kind of people, those are my kind of people. And for those people, a really great way to begin to take charge of your life is to get a clarity session with me. I spend an hour. It's just on the house. I don't charge for it. And I swear I will help you get clarity, clear about what's going on and all the costs to that. And, you know, I kind of like it, want to get some information about that. I help you get clear on where you really want to be. And we spend some time really talking about that because some people are really unclear on that. Like, what would it be like if you were over there in this new place that you want to be in your life, in one area of your life, like maybe what's next in career or relationship or just personal satisfaction, whatever that area is. And then I actually give in that 1 hour, I use my experience and my expertise to actually give you a way. Okay, these are the steps. I see the big picture. I know I get it. So here's what you got to do to get from where you are to where you want to be. And I actually just give the steps to the person, you know, on the phone that, you know, that they would go through. So it's fantastic. It's you know, a high value hour for people who are really ready. If you're only kind of sort of ready, then you're not ready for a clarity session. But if you're like, okay, if I could do it, if I just knew what to do, like that, then okay, a clarity session is perfect. And the best way to just get that really quick, because you don't have to spell my last name or anything, is clarityonthehouse.com. It's all just smushed together, one word, clarityonthehouse.com. But if you do want to see what else I have, because I do have some free tools and some other articles on my website, that's lindabucher.com, and that's L-I-N-D-A, B as in boy, U-C-H-E-R.com.
Awesome. And any of our regular listeners, if you do go on to our website, you can find Linda's link in through our coaching section also. So, yes, thank you for joining us, Linda. Thank you, Moni.
Sure.
Thank you for having me.
It was very
did we lose you,
Moni? Today. No, I'm
what's
here.
That, Moni?
I was like,
very good. Well, we have to wrap it up for our listeners. So thank you all for joining us. And if you want to reach out or if you want to continue the conversation, feel free to reach out at wnylifecoaching.com. Thank you, guys. Powers from within.
Great.
Have a good
thank
day.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.